Good morning, and welcome to worship on this first Sunday of April. Please pray with me. Lord God, great I am. You are resurrection and life. As we worship you this day, show us who we are. Bearers of good news, messengers of resurrection. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, amen. Please read with me the responsive call to worship. O mortal, can these bones live? O people, hope in the Lord.
With the Lord there is steadfast love and great power to redeem.
Please join with me in the hymn of praise, number 300. We are one in the Spirit.
This time, let's take a moment to greet our friends and our neighbors around us and to pass the peace of Christ.
Thank you.
It is so good that we can be together worshiping the Lord on this beautiful morning, and we invite everybody after the service to come next door for a time for refreshments and fellowship. We encourage you, if you are visiting, to please sign one of our register pads as it's passed along, or a card, so that we might know of your presence with us. Also, if there are any special prayer requests, please know that we have prayer cards, and you can always fill out a card, and we'll be glad to pray for you during the week. You'll find in your bulletin an opportunity to purchase an Easter flower, either a lily or a mum, which will be on display on Easter Day. And that's an opportunity to remember a loved one or to give a flower in honor of God. I want to encourage you all to be present next Sunday, Palm Sunday. That's going to be a very beautiful day for us here at Community Presbyterian Church. We're going to have a procession of the palms with children from our Montessori school, the Steeple School, and we're also going to be having a special cantata. And the cantata is "Who is this King?" And we hope that you'll share it with a friend, because it will be a beautiful work. It's written by Lloyd Larson and Joseph Martin, who is just a wonderful, wonderful composer. And we hope that you'll come and reflect on who is this King? Royal servant, rejected friend, and risen Christ. Today, a little bit later, I'll be talking about what a wonderful friend Jesus is, and especially to his friend Lazarus. So please share this with others and bring a friend. At this time, we're going to have a special announcement from Katja, who has a special outreach ministry for our church to the children in our community. So Katja, do you want to share about yesterday?
Just I need to take a moment for thank you. I want to, everybody yesterday here, stand up, please. Okay, thank you very much. Yesterday, you made us made. You know, you make noise outside. And this is very important for this church. You make noise outside, because inside you are closed. But outside, everybody know us here. And you made the beautiful kids, 20 kids come. This is me, like 5, 10 families come from the neighbor. And I want to thank you special for this beautiful couple, Friday come, and they help make delicious pasta. Everybody love. Stand up, please. Thank you very much.
Thank Katja for her hard work in planning these events for our children. And I think it's just amazing for a congregation to see how many people participate in helping with this outreach program for the children. It's wonderful. Now we have also an announcement from Lynn.
Good morning. I found the words in our first hymn this morning to come close to my heart. We are one in the Spirit. We will work with each other. We will work side by side. And they'll know we are Christians by our love, by our love. Many of us have been experiencing March Madness for the last while with the basketball games coming and going, and we've seen this, the team spirit that's been displayed by each of the teams. Excuse me. It certainly is a true example of team spirit, cohesiveness, and talent, all gifts from God. So it brings it to my realm. I'm Lynn, the stewardship chairperson here, and it makes me think about our time, talent, and treasure. Yesterday, Katya's event, we had over 13 steeple people, I call you guys, helping out. And this was just a true display of love and giving of your gifts. There were over 25 children watching the Easter Bunny, collecting Easter eggs, playing together. We were reaching out to the community in a wonderful, loving way. And I wanted to share also, a few weeks ago, our green team, which is the team that we've adopted a road in Deerfield Beach to keep clean. And over 12 of us were here with our satchels, and we collected over 20 pounds of debris in just over an hour. And again, this is stewardship at its finest. So thank you very much, and join me in being proud of Community Presbyterian Church and all that we do. Thank you.
Please read with me our first scripture reading, Psalm 130, and it is page 573 in your pew Bible. Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. If you, O Lord, should mark iniquities, Lord, who could stand? But there is forgiveness with you, so that you may be revered. I wait for the Lord, my soul waits, and in his word I hope. My soul waits for the Lord, more than those who watch for the morning, more than those who watch for the morning. O Israel, hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is steadfast love, and with him is great power to redeem. It is he who will redeem Israel from all of its iniquities. The word of the Lord.
Let us pray together our prayer of confession. O Lord, if you held our sin against us, who could live? Who could stand? We seem to have more faith in death than hope in your promise of life. We seek peace through war and find security in weapons. We abandon the hungry, sick, and dying, and pursue wealth by making others poor. And even so, you love us. Still, there is forgiveness with you. Therefore, we worship you. For you alone, O Lord, can save us from death and redeem us from our sin. Amen. Through the grace and the love of our Lord Jesus Christ, we know that our sins are forgiven. Please be seated. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Oh God, we thank you that you made this day for joy and gladness. We thank you for opening the scriptures to us and breaking bread in our midst. Lord, set our hearts aflame and open our eyes that we may see the sufferings of Jesus, all that the prophets foretold, and recognize him today at this communion table. Lord, we pray that we might not miss you, that we would recognize you, and that our hearts may burn within us. And when feeling is lost, we pray that we may cling in faith to your word. And the power of bread broken in the name of Jesus Christ will be with us always. Lord, we thank you for those who have not seen and yet have come to believe. We thank you for the living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Lord, we pray for all those today who are grieving, who desperately need your hope. We pray that you would comfort them and be with them. Lord, we pray that you would be with our community, Deerfield Beach, that you'd be with all those in need, all those who are looking for work. We pray for those who are homeless, that they might find homes. We pray, Lord, for those who are hungry, that they might be fed. Lord, we pray for our missionaries around the world. We pray that you bless them as they bring medical help to those who are suffering, that they bring your word of hope. Lord, we pray that you'd be with our nation, that you would guide our leaders, and that we might show justice and goodness to others. Lord, help us to be your light in this world. We pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Let us join now in singing our hymn, Jesus Knows the Inmost Heart, number 427. We are the sheep of God's hand and the people of his pasture. Let us respond now by bringing our tithes and our offerings to the Lord. We pray that you will bless our offerings and use them to help human need. And we pray, Lord, that others might come to know of your saving grace and your love. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us confirm our faith in our Lord Jesus Christ with the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Please be seated. Thank the choir for that beautiful communion anthem. Today we are reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 11, beginning with verse 1. Hear the word of God. Now a certain man was ill, Lazarus of Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. Mary was the one who anointed the Lord with perfume and wiped his feet with her hair. Her brother Lazarus was ill. So the sisters sent a message to Jesus. Lord, he whom you love is ill. But when Jesus heard it, he said, this illness does not lead to death. Rather, it is for God's glory, so that the Son of God may be glorified through it. Accordingly, though Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus, after heard that Lazarus was ill, he stayed 2 days longer in the place where he was. Then after this, he said to the disciples, let us go to Judea again. The disciples said to him, Rabbi, the Jews were just now trying to stone you, and are you going there again? Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours of daylight? Those who walk during the day do not stumble because they see the light of this world. But those who walk at night stumble because the light is not in them. After saying this, he told them, our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I am going there to awaken him. Here ends the reading of our scripture lesson. Let us pray. Lord, we pray that you open our hearts and minds to your word in a deeper way. Help us to see the truths that you have for us in the story and apply them to our lives. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. One of the most precious things that we can have in the world is to be able to have a home where we can go to find rest and comfort and understanding. That is a very precious thing. And for Jesus, we know that he was traveling about. In the Gospel of Luke, it said that he had nowhere to lay his head, that this was a home that he loved, this home of Mary and Martha and their brother Lazarus. And we know how much that meant to Jesus. A home where you knew that you could share your dreams and not be criticized. A home that would be open, that would provide you with comfort. This is the kind of home I believe that Jesus would like for us to have today. It doesn't take a lot of money. It doesn't take lavish hospitality, but what it takes to have this kind of home is an understanding heart. And that's the kind of home that Mary and Martha had. They send a message to Jesus that their brother is very sick, and he died within 3 days. It was something very sudden. And we see that Jesus is overwhelmed with emotion. Lazarus' name means one who looks to God for hope. What an appropriate name. Mary and Martha say to Jesus, Lord, if only you had been here, maybe you could have done something. But Jesus says, our friend Lazarus is asleep, and I come to waken him from this sleep. He had died. But I want you all to see that Jesus talks about death as being like sleep. It's a very comforting way that he shares this with us. And they go, well, we know that someday he will be resurrected in the day of the just. Something will happen. But Jesus says, I've come to resurrect him. And Jesus says, I'm here for you. He says, I am the resurrection and the life. And he says, those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. And that's very profound. There's a lot of deep meaning in that. We could go on and on about that. The life that Christ brings to our lives today, but also the promise of eternal life. He goes to these sisters and tells them these words of comfort. And they are just crying and crying. And we see where it says here that Jesus cried. In verse 35, Jesus began to weep with everybody crying all around him over this great tragedy. And I want you to see today that our Lord Jesus has emotions, that the literal translation means that his body was racked with grief, that he could see the sisters that he loved and his friend who had passed away, gone, and his heart was touched. He had that understanding and kind heart. This would have been amazing to the ancient Greeks and to other people in the ancient world, because they always thought that somehow God was so distant and that God could not be God if God had any emotions. And so, here is Jesus weeping. What a friend we have in Jesus, somebody that knows our griefs and our burdens and our sorrows. And Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life. And he calls Lazarus to come forth out of the tomb, and Lazarus comes out alive. This was a reminder of what would be happening on Easter when Jesus would come forth out of the tomb alive. This is the critical part of this story. That Jesus is the resurrection and the life. And we remember that today as we come to the communion table, that through the Holy Spirit that God gives us his presence and eternal life. Saint Augustine once said, death is like a physician looking at the bed of a sick man and saying, he's not going to make it. He's just not going to make it. And in the same way, on the day that we are born, we could have somebody standing there saying, he's not going to make it out of this life. She's not going to make it out of this life. The hope that we have is that we have eternal life through our Lord Jesus Christ. And that is the promise from the Lord as we come to the communion table today to remember that someday we will be joined together with our Lord. We'll be joined together with our loved ones, with our family members who have gone before us. Jesus Christ is the resurrection and the life for us. Let us pray. Lord, we pray that you would bless us now as we come to your table, that you would prepare our hearts to remember the hope that you have for us as we trust in you. So many things in this life are hard to understand, and so we cling to you, that you would give us the hope that we need, even when we cannot see in the midst of a storm. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. This is our Lord's table, and he invites all those who place their trust in him to come and to partake. You may be from another church. You may be visiting today, but you are invited by our Lord to come if you trust in him as your Lord and your Savior. As a minister of our Lord Jesus Christ, I set apart these elements by prayer and thanksgiving for the holy use for which he has appointed them. Let us pray. Lord, we pray that you'd bless this holy food, and that as we partake of it now, it would renew our souls. Lord, we confess our sins to you. We know there have been many times when we have disappointed you, but we ask for your forgiveness, that you would cleanse our hearts as we come to the table now. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. On the night our Lord was betrayed, he took bread, and after giving thanks, he broke it. And he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." After the same manner, our Savior took the cup. And after he blessed it, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood. Whenever you drink of it, remember me." At this time, I would ask for those who are assisting me to please come forward. of Christ broken for you. The blood of Christ shed for you. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you that we could come today to worship you and to come to your holy table. We pray, Lord, that you would bless us now as we prepare our hearts for Easter during our Lenten journey, that you'd watch over us and help us to be your light in this world. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let us join now in singing our closing hymn, When I Survey the Wondrous Cross. And now may the grace and the peace and the love of Jesus Christ go with you all. Amen.